is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, I see a lot of good ones in here. Trying to figure out what. Okay, this is a good one. I like this one. A West Virginia woman is warning neighbors to be aware after her mail was stolen and replaced with a laminated photo of a sunglasses-wearing llama. It looks like Joe Cool. Remember when cigarettes? Yeah. When was it Camel cigarettes or was that Winston?
No, it was Camel.
It was Camel.
Like these llama wearing aviators.
It looks pretty funny. It's funny.
This was the llama that they left in my mailbox.
Okay.
Hey. She says she reviewed security camera footage and spotted someone in a black pickup truck removing the mail and replacing it with a laminated llama.
A woman was hanging out of the passenger side. She had opened my mailbox, was removing things from my mailbox, and looked like she was putting something in my mailbox.
Okay.
All right.
Now what? You're right over there.
I don't know.
I don't think you are.
A man from Tamil Nadu, India, identified as Suresh, has been suffering from a rare condition called leontiasis ossea.
Okay.
Known as lion face syndrome, which causes facial bones to grow larger than normal. Left untreated, can cause all types of problems, including vision and breathing stuff and like that you need to do. Thanks to Dr. Suneli Richardson, Suresh won't have to worry about lion face syndrome anymore. He's completely back to normal after a unique and painful surgery. So,
what is lion face syndrome?
I look it up.
I am not an animal.
Oh.
I am not an animal.
So that's got to be a really painful surgery.
Oh, I bet.
It said painful.
I mean,
Because it's bones. Yeah, you got to. I'm sure you have to break bones and shave bones down.
Oh. Bah. All right, here's another problem. Leanne Martin went to a beauty salon to get her nails done, deciding to get her brows waxed and tinted while she was there.
Oh, boy.
Little did she know, she'd end up losing her eyebrows completely. But not because of the botched wax job. She ended up having an allergic reaction to the dye in the eyebrow, and it got so bad her eyebrows became inflamed and then fell off.
I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum.
There you go.
Die.
There you go. You've got your cream and your sugar now. One drop or two. Would you like another one? There you go.
All right. Finally, California family said did you see this? I mean, this happens every month now. California family said a huge chunk of ice apparently fell from an airplane and crashed down in their driveway.
Jeez.
It cracked the driveway. And Angelica Correa said she and her family discovered the shattered ice ball in their Eastvale driveway and a fresh 30-foot crack in the concrete. That stuff must have been coming down hard, man.
Mm-mm. I'm extremely fearful.
That's her. She's very fearful.
Can you imagine?
Because, you know.
Ice fell from the sky, and we don't know what happened.
I'd be like Chicken Little.
As we walked out, the pieces just got bigger and bigger, and eventually, once we saw the piece up there, we're like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, there's several theories to guess. First of all, their house is on final for LAX, so it's right there, you know.
Oh.
So the planes go right over the house. So of course, it's from an airplane, but they're going to stretch this out.
We're about to be at the airport. Dump the crappers.
That's what, don't you think?
I mean, it's got to be.
I think it's another case
of... Do you think it's poop?
No, because she said it was just
a pee block.
This is a urine block.
You think it's pee block?
Fell out of the bath. Yeah, that thing came unhinged and the big block came out.
This is a test. For the next few seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency frozen urine block alert system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual frozen urine block, you would have been instructed how to mop somebody else's piss up right now. This concludes this test of the emergency frozen urine block alert system. Now back to your regular urine. Rick Stacy.